7:53, we're looking at 73 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. And we always love to see this face. And look at you. Of course, we're talking about Joe Timmons, Lancaster, South Carolina. We're talking about Rock the Red. You've got roses on your shirt, the black T-shirt. You bring swag and fun for us. Ding, ding, ding. Tell us, what's going on in Lancaster?
Well, we have Rock the Rose coming up this Saturday. It's a big concert. It's going to be on our main street. We've actually wanted to bring in more people to our downtown area. If you've not been to Lancaster, it's growing quickly. But we are having a performing arts. It's through our performing arts series. So
okay.
This is actually our big concert. It's our first time ever doing this, so it's kind of a nice thing to do downtown. So
it's Saturday, June the 26th. Let's run through some of the musical acts. So starting at 11 o'clock, the gates will open. And when we talk about gates, are we just talking about anywhere downtown or a specific place?
It is gated in. The downtown will be gated in. And so we actually have three locations that you can come in, one on Dunlap, one on Gay Street, and one on Main Street. You can come in. You'll get a wristband when you pay your ticket to get in. So it is a ticketed event. It's the day of, it's $20, but if you get it in advance, it's $15. You can get it on our website. But at 1 o'clock is when all the music and stuff starts. So we have Luke Smith first at 1, and around 2:30 we have Matt Tucker.
Oh, we know him very well.
And then we have at 4:20 we have Wits End.
We know them as well. This is great. Fantastic. They've been on this program. Both Matt and Wits End have both been on Palmetto Mornings. Very talented.
Then we have two comedians at 6:10, Ginger Billy and Brandon Rainwater.
Uh-huh.
They're two comedians. And then at 7:15, we have the Davison Brothers.
Hmm.
And then at 8:45, we have the Lax.
What is that?
The Lax. They're a group. They're kind of a rap country type group.
Nice.
They're really well attended on Facebook and YouTube and all that. So,
Joe, how do you go about getting a lot of these musical acts? Do they come to you? Do you reach out to them? Do you follow people on social media that have a following already? Because if they have a following on social media, we know that their fans will follow them.
And that's what we usually do. What we do is we get a production crew together and we kind of go with them and try to find out if we can get these bands.
Can I be on your crew?
Sure.
I'd like to tour around with you guys, listen to some bands.
She'll be the roadie.
Okay.
We actually had some roadies call yesterday from Florida that are be coming up for the concert. Just they follow the Lax because Lax is from Georgia, and so they're going to be coming up from the Florida to follow the Lax. So there's kind of a neat idea.
That is so cool.
And did I read this correctly? There will be fireworks after the show.
After the show, there'll be fireworks, and that's going to be free, so anybody can come in and watch the fireworks for free because that's kind of like our 4th of July kind of celebration as well. So.
Do folks need to bring their own chairs? Will there be food trucks on site? What does that part of the festival look like?
We do have food trucks on site, and you will need to bring your own chair unless you want to stand. And you can go and come as much as you want because there's going to be wristbands. And our downtown restaurants will be open, so you can go and visit some of our restaurants downtown. And so we're hoping that the people will come in, kind of just plan for the day and have a good time downtown. Hopefully it'll be nice and nice weather for that day too, because I think it's supposed to be 82 is the high. So
we're gonna get all this rain out of the way, so Saturday's gonna be gorgeous. One thing I know about Lancaster, the citizens love their music. It just seems like whenever you create an opportunity to gather together and listen to good music, the turnout is nice.
When we had our Red Rose Festival in May, we had the Drifters, and that was a huge turnout. We were excited about that. But they do love their music, and that's one thing we kind of take pride in, is just coming together, listen to the music, and have a good time with that.
And, Joe, this serves as a fundraiser?
It's actually through the city, so
we're not really
trying to make money. It's just we're just making up from what we have spent on the tickets and stuff.
But businesses, restaurants, and shops could benefit from all the amount of people coming in. So in some ways, that is a nice way of doing so.
Right. All the businesses should be – they'll hopefully they'll see an influx this weekend on – their sales and stuff like that. So,
well, and of course, Lancaster is known as the Red Rose City, and therefore you've got roses on your shirt. You got the black to look kind of rocker style, and I love it. You guys go all in.
Well, we try to, and Rock the Roses, like I said, is going to be our first time. So. We were supposed to do it last year, but, you know, we got canceled because of COVID. But everything is moving forward this year, and we're excited about it. And, you know, we're trying this year. We're doing mostly country this year, and we're going to try a different genre next year and keep going with it that way.
Well, if you check out LancasterCitySC.com. When you do, you can find all the musical acts, comedy acts, and other performers that were mentioned that were going to be part of this Rock the Rose concert. And what's great, Joe, if I'm following it correctly, you've got links to these performers. So you can go ahead and get familiar with their genre of music and their brand of comedy. And so that's really good. So go ahead and listen before you head out. And that way you know all the songs and support some of these. Wits End, we know, and Matt Tucker, they're local, which is great. And the other ones have great, you know, following. So it's fantastic. So it's this Saturday, June the 26th. Gates open at 11 o'clock. And tickets?
Well, tickets, you can go on website, Lancaster City SC. Right now they're 15, and at the gate they're 20.
There you
go. Can you buy a T-shirt?
Yes, you can buy T-shirts at the festival. So.
Awesome.
Those are great T-shirts. Good theming, for sure. Joe Timmons is with the City of Lancaster. Rock the Rose is the concert this Saturday.